This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 58 degrees in Carbondale, 55 in Mount Vernon, and 55 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. A clear sky today, high of 79 degrees. Winds will be northeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. A group of Southern Illinois environmentalists hope lawmakers will spend part of their special session this summer reconsidering a bill related to hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Lawmakers adjourned their spring session last week without taking action to regulate the controversial drilling process. Sierra Club Shawnee Group spokesperson Terry Tracy says they'd like to see the legislation include a moratorium being put in place on fracking in southern Illinois until more research can be done.
We fully supported that amendment to that bill. However, that also did not get voted on. So, we're just kind of left wondering what's going to happen.
Tracy says drinking water contamination has occurred in other states where fracking is already underway. She says that's why the Shawnee Group is offering test water samples for property owners with wells in Saline, Hamilton, White, and Wayne counties. Those are locations where fracking could begin this summer. The testing is scheduled for June 16th in Harrisburg and June 23rd in Wayne City. Tracy says you need to get in touch with her if you want to participate and get instructions on how to properly obtain a water sample. Her phone number is 618-521-1030. Higher than expected gains in sales and income taxes helped boost the state's revenues, which grew by $474 million last month. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Illinois took in 7.9% more in personal income taxes this May compared with last year.
A 7.9% base growth in personal income tax is good news.
That's Jim Mashinsky, revenue manager with the state's forecasting commission. He says some of that increase was expected due to timing technicalities of the state income tax hike of 2011, but personal income tax growth exceeded expectations. Mashinsky also says he's surprised by a continued pattern of more spending, leading to a nearly 5% increase in sales tax revenue coming to state coffers.
I'm just kind of waiting for the slowdown to eventually show up, but as of yet, we haven't seen that.
But he warned that good news may be short-lived. He says data so far is backing up forecasts of modest growth ahead. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The president of the Illinois Senate is promoting a possible compromise for the state's costly retirement systems. President John Cullerton says state leaders should push ahead on changes for state employees and the General Assembly. That's where there's general agreement on what to do. While that's being done, officials, he says, could continue negotiating on retirement changes for teachers and university employees. In an interview with the Associated Press, Cullerton said cutting costs at just two pension systems would be a simple one-day fix. Legislation doing that has already been approved in the state Senate. Cullerton is expected to meet with the governor and other legislative leaders today to talk about pension systems. They cost the state billions each year, but lack the money that'll be needed eventually for benefits to be paid out. Some Illinois lawmakers are considering changing the way the state pays its schools. Representative Will Davis of Homewood chairs the K-12 Education Committee and says he wants to change the way the state funds its education system. He says the state gives the least amount of aid to its schools in the country. Davis says the state gives money to wealthy schools when poor districts need it more.
And I think many of us would like to see the state be able to step up to the plate and provide that level of resource in terms of funding for school districts. But certainly that's not the way it is right now.
But Gary Chico, the chairman of the Illinois State Board of Education, says the issue is more complicated than that. He says even though the state pays its schools the least, that doesn't stop it from paying even less per pupil than it has already agreed to.
You got a little bit of a hollow promise here, if you will. And over the last couple of years, we have not been meeting that. We have been coming in at 6,000. Maybe now we'll be at 5,900. You know, that's the wrong way to be going. We're already at the bottom of the barrel among the 50 states in state support of public education. you can't go any lower.
Illinois gives the least amount of state aid to its schools in the nation. On average, districts receive about 30% of their revenue from the state and have to raise about 60% locally. School districts in most states receive more than half of their revenue from the state in which they're located. And lawmakers sent Governor Pat Quinn last week a bill that would require Illinois to publicly reveal the details of corporate tax breaks as soon as the deals are finished. Representative Jack Franks says he had to cut a provision from the bill that would have created a committee to review the tax credits. A spokesperson for Quinn says the governor still hasn't decided whether or not he'll sign it. It's 7:10.